if you guys turn the thermostat off at night or what, but I am absolutely a popsicle. So I hope you don't mind me, sneaking into your bed. Oh, come on, it's fine. Besides, this isn't the first time you and I have touched intimately like this. Remember the garage and washing your car? Oh, wait, hang on. If you keep shuffling around like that, Sarah's gonna hear you. She's asleep in the other room, right? You're the one thinking naughty thoughts. I'm just pressed up against your back. What, you don't like being the little spoon? Well, I can't help that I'm a little bit more voluptuous than the girls you've dated in the past. You're just gonna have to get used to that. This is so much more calming than last time. You remember last time very well, don't you? The way you had me soaking wet, bent over your car. The way my voice echoed through the rafters. No, I didn't tell Sarah. How on earth would I even start that conversation? Oh, while you were on campus, I was busy fucking your dad at home. You know, the reason why you're getting so many gray hairs is because you think too much. Sometimes you just gotta turn your brain off and just enjoy things in the moment. Come on, you can't lie to me and tell me you don't like this. My lips kissing up and down your neck. My hands gently caressing up and down your chest. You like this, don't you, Daddy? What? Do you like how I say that? You like how I say, Daddy? Well, it's fun to say to you. After all, you take such good care of me. And you give me so much attention. I love knowing that even when we're doing normal things, you can't keep your eyes off me. I noticed you at breakfast today. Yeah, that's right, when we were all sitting down and I was pouring cereal, I noticed your eyes make a beeline for my cleavage. It was so bold. Especially sitting at the same table with your daughter. It took everything in me to suppress that grin I was holding back. Yeah, you like when my hand slips underneath this waistband of yours? Oh my god, you're so fucking hard, Daddy. I think, despite protesting so much, you actually love the idea of fucking your daughter's best friend. All under the same roof where she could find out any second. Yeah, you like when I stroke you, Daddy. You like when my hand wraps around that big fat fucking cock of yours. I know you do. Feels really good, doesn't it? Much better than your hand. Relax. She probably can't hear anything that's going on anyway. Like, the walls are thin, but they're not that thin. Would you look at that? Such a sticky mess you made on my fingers. All of this pre-cum. I think I'll have a taste. Mm. You look so jealous of my fingers right now. Is it because I'm sucking on them and not you? I love when you get aggressive like this, flipping me on my back, ripping off my panties. See, this is exactly why I was teasing you. I wanted to see how long it would take before you cracked, and judging by how you're heaving on top of me, I guess it didn't take that long. What are you doing with my panties? Red is not a good color for you. You want to stuff them in my mouth? Right. Just so Sarah doesn't hear. It's not like you get enjoyment out of putting my own panties in my mouth. Or maybe you just want to know what my moans sound like when they're muffled. Either way, I'm game if you are. She didn't wake up. Although I should probably tell you. Lately, Sarah's been listening to podcasts to go to sleep, so yeah, she probably wouldn't have heard you over her earbuds. They should use that in their next ad campaign. What do you mean this can't happen again? Is it such a bad thing that you and I slept together? Yeah, it's true I'm your daughter's best friend, but like, at the same time, look at the situation. I'm single. You've been single. What's the harm in just connecting with another person the way we have? The only thing we're staving off is her shock, and it's the initial shock at that. Someday she might realize that you're not just her father, you're a man. A man who's been by himself for God knows how many years trying to fill the void. A man who puts his family's priorities above his own. You spent her entire life looking after her. But who's been looking after you? If you're scared, we can end this, but whatever decision we make, I think we should make it when we're both fully clothed. Do you agree? Until then, let's just enjoy this for a little while longer, okay? Okay, Daddy. Whatever you say.